Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, June 17th, 2017. Yes, we are so glad to be with you again on tonight, and you are now in tune once again to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, where I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, my special guest is none other than Minister Sharon Rambis, a member of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. As you all know, those of you that tune in faithfully, Minister Rambis, he's one of our guests every first Thursday night. But now the Lord has opened another door for him to come on, not only every first Thursday night, but he will be coming on every other, in addition to every first Thursday night, he's coming on now, starting tonight, every other third Saturday night. So I'm so excited to have him come on again tonight, and he's going to bring another powerful word, as he always do. He is an anointed young man of God, and we thank God for him. So we thank God that he's coming forward tonight with another word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with him as he brings forth the word of God on tonight. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory because of who you are. Heavenly Father, you are so worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. And we thank you that you're not like man. You change not. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, before we go any further, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. I pray, Lord, that you would forgive me, and then I include my entire family. Forgive them, and also Minister Rambis and his entire family. Forgive them of their sins and their transgressions. And all those that are listening by way of Internet or by phone, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. So that our prayers and that the word would not be hindered, that it would accomplish everything that you have set forth to do on tonight. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come listening to all those that may be tuned in by however they may be listening on tonight that do not have a relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name. We pray, Lord, that a word would go forth on tonight. Something will be said or done on tonight that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ as they surrender their lives and hearts to him. And they ask him with their own mouths to come into their hearts and their lives that they will be saved in Jesus' name. And once they are saved, they will come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in their God purpose, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. I lift up my neighbors on tonight. We had the homegoing service on this morning at Triumph Church for Darlene Buchanan, the mother of Miss Loretta Buchanan, and the father Clifton Buchanan, her only son Sean. We lift up that entire family to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will comfort and strengthen them as only you can, Heavenly Father. Not only them, but all those around the world, Heavenly Father, that are grieving from the loss of loved ones. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we also lift up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And, oh God, in a special way, we lift up all the different sailors that are lost at sea, or that was connected to the USS Fitzgerald overseas, Heavenly Father. They're still searching for them. And not only them, but those that were caught up in the fire over in London, Heavenly Father, we see that over 30 people have lost their lives. And so they're still looking and searching for those that may be still alive in that fire. So we just lift up all those that are going through trials and tribulations at this time, for we know that you sit high and you look low, and that there is nothing that's hidden from you that you're not aware of. So we just thank you again for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We lift up our bishop and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and not only him, but all pastors and shepherds, Heavenly Father, that are being doers of your word, Heavenly Father, as they are being living examples and being Christ-like. We just lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. So we just pray, Lord, that you would just have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, and just continue to have your way in us, that you would be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, our spiritual food for thought, we know we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought, it comes to us saying that your life purpose is a part of your cross. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought is your life purpose is a part of your cross. I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at alllowercasejames_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, again, I am so excited to bring forth our Minister Rambis from Shield of Faith Church, where once again Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. But before he comes forward with the word on tonight, I just want to say something to the listeners who may not have tuned in on this past Thursday. But God opened the door and allowed me, every now and then I will bring a word or bring a lesson. But I thank God for this lesson that the Lord put in my spirit to teach on this past Thursday, which was Thursday the 15th of this month. So I'm asking all listeners, if you know of any pastor, I don't care if it's your pastor or whoever he or she may be, if you know of a pastor that are going through some issues, and like I said earlier in my prayer, we all have issues, and we're all going through something. But there's something about pastors. They have struggles, and then sometimes the congregation are not fully aware of what they are dealing with. So my topic the Lord led me to talk about on this past Thursday night, was how do Christians hurt pastors? And I came from the main scripture from Psalms 105:15, which says, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophet no harm." So that is the message that I taught on this past Thursday night So I'm asking you, the listeners, if you know of a pastor that may not have had an opportunity to tune in to listen to my message on this past Thursday night. Again, the topic was how do Christians hurt pastors. You need to let them know about this website. They need to go to this website and listen to that message so they can be strengthened and edified and built up in the word so that they will be able to continue to stand on God's word and preach his word no matter what it's like, no matter what man may say or what man may do, because they know they have been anointed and appointed and called by God for such a time as this to speak and to teach and preach his word. So we know that pastors are hurting. We see a lot of pastors are dying early. They are dying from stress and heart attacks because of the stress that they are under because of some of the Christians. And not always the worldly people, the sinful people, sinners. Sometimes it's the Christians that cause the pastors to hurt. And so I felt led by the Spirit to teach on that on this past. So if you have a pastor that needs to hear this word, let them know about this show and give them the website and let them tell them about the message that was brought forth on this past Thursday. Well, I have Minister Rambis standing by. He's going to bring forth the word. Again, I hope that you, the listeners, have your pens and paper and your Bibles ready. Just go forward and follow along with Minister Rambis as he brings forth the word. He always brings a powerful, anointed word. So we ask him that you will have you get your Bibles and pens ready on tonight. But before he comes on board to bring the word, I see that he's on the line right now. I am going to go into the other room right now, and I am going to do another instrumental musical selection. It's going to be a different one this time. I'm going to do for you all very shortly. I'm going to do Through It All, because sometimes we go through so much, and we need to realize that through it all, no matter what we're going through, God is still good, and he's still worthy to be praised. So that's why I'm going to play this song on tonight, and I pray that it be a blessing to someone who may be going through, and you feel like you're going through and you're all by yourself. Know that God is with you, and you're not going through it on your own and by yourself. But through it all, you need to continue to give God glory, give God praise and honor, because he is truly worthy to be praised. And after this selection, I'm not going to do any singing, but I'm just going to play it. And so right after I finish playing this musical selection, Through It All, I am going to yield the mic directly over to Minister Rambis. So as soon as I finish playing Minister Rambis, you can go forward and deliver God's word as what God has given to you to give to his people on tonight through the word. So right now I pray that you would enjoy the musical selection Through It All. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I praise that. I hope that that was a short rendition of through it all. And my organ is trying to act up on me tonight, but the enemy is a liar. God is still glorified. The devil is horrified on tonight. So I thank God for what he is allowing me to be able to do for his glorification on tonight. So right at this time, we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rambus to bring forth the word at this time. Minister Rambus.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother James, for allowing me to share tonight. Thank God for your ministry. God's going to bless you when you make room for others. We first giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I'd like to thank God for Jesus, the Savior of my soul, my Savior. Thank God for my family, my wife, and my children. Thank God for my spiritual covering, Bishop James Jennings, and my Shield of Faith church family. Thank God for being in a place where the word of God is going forth. And so tonight, I just want to share a word with you. It's a word that was deposited in my spirit during one of the sermons that Bishop preached. And so I want to say thank God for a man of God that still inspires and is in tune with God's word, still blessing and drop seeds that become pregnant and give birth in people's lives. So we thank God for that on tonight. But our text for tonight will come from Philippians 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Give you time to find it. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. So I want to thank God again, for Brother James, in this opportunity. Thank God for just being so good. May we pray, Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so kind. And thank you for being so just, Lord. Thank you for being so forgiving, God. And thank you for just giving us another chance to serve you and to praise you. Lord, we know it's not none of our good doings, none of our good works, Lord. Lord, we know it's all about your grace and mercy, and we thank you for it. We forever be indebted to you, forever give your name the praise and glory. Lord, we ask that you will bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord. Let it be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, let it be strength and encouragement for your people to go on a little longer to serve you, to praise you, to lift up your name. All these blessings we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our text, once again, is Philippians 4, chapter verses 6 and 7. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. And so tonight we just want to wrestle with the thought and discuss the topic. And I want to encourage all the people of God to put some expect on his name. Amen. Put some expect on his name. And so we are living in times and trying times, and these are times that are filled with adversity, uncertainty, and many troubles and a lot of trials. There are times when it seems like doing the right thing just don't pay off. We got cops continuing to use young black unarmed men as target practice and getting off scot-free. We still got kids killing kids and no one seems to care. We got the executive and legislative branches of government threatened to cut off several millions of Americans off of their health care plan. So these are trying times. These are troubled times. And yes, these are tragic times. But no matter how tough the times get, we as the children of God should not lose our hope. We should not lose our expectation that God can and that God will make a way. I come to encourage you tonight to put some expect on his name. I come to encourage you to keep your trust and your hope in God. Amen. So the first thing from our text, it tells us that we are to be anxious for nothing. So I just stopped by to tell you to stop worrying about it. Don't worry about it. Psalms 55 and 22 tells us to cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. So tonight, I come to encourage you to give your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. You don't have to continue to carry those things that weigh you down. I come to tell you to put some expect on his name. 1 Peter 5 and 7 tells us to cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Don't just give him some of your stuff. Don't give him some of the stuff that you think that's too hard for him. You give him all, it says all, of your cares because he cares for you. So I'm so glad today that Jesus cares for me. I'm so glad today that Jesus cares for you. I know I got a witness out there because he cares for you, we can put some expect on his name. The next thing that our text points out is in everything by prayer and supplication. So we had a tendency to only pray when things get a little thick in life. But we ought to always pray. We ought to pray when things are going good. We ought to pray when things are going bad. The Bible tells us that we ought to pray and not faint. And so I'm glad that I serve a God that still hears prayers. I'm glad that I serve a God that answers prayers. I'm so glad that I serve a God that's concerned about me. I'm glad that prayer still works. Amen. Because I know I got a lot of witnesses out there that can tell you that somebody prayed for you when you couldn't pray yourself. It was prayer that brought you through. Because prayer of the righteous availeth much. And well, all that simply means that it's value. It's valuable. It's worth doing. It's worth having. So I pray for you, and you pray for me. We ought to pray for each other, upbuild, encourage, lift each other. And so the next thing our text points out is that we are to give thanksgiving. We are to be thankful. I know we heard it, don't wait till the battle is over, but we can shout now. We can shout now because we know who we're praying to. We know God is a God that cannot lie. So if he promised to keep you. He promised that he would never leave you. He promised that he will see you through. And so therefore, I encourage you to go ahead and be thankful.
though our circumstances may seem dim and dark, though our situation seems tough and thick right now, but go ahead and start thanking him, because there's a brighter day ahead. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy certainly will come in the morning. So go ahead and give him thanks for being a delivering God. Go ahead and give him thanks for being a delivering God, a peace-giving God, a hope-giving God, a joy-giving God. Give him thanks in the midst of your troubles and trials. Don't lose hope. But I come tonight to encourage you to put some respect on his name. And then it says, let your request be made known to God. I'm so glad that Jesus knows and Jesus cares. Jesus knows just how much we can bear. And so we are to look at the troubles and trials that we go through. They only come to make us strong. And so, and that is a blessing on the other side of through. And so, and that's a good word tonight, that we're going through our situations. We're going through our storm. We're going through our troubles and trials. We're not getting stuck there. We're going through. And so it's always dark. It's always dim as you're going through. But look, just beyond the clouds, there's the break of day. The sun is shining. There's tomorrow coming. Joy comes in the morning. And what I can't tell you is how long your night will last. But what I can tell you is that joy will come in the morning. And so hold on until morning. I want to encourage you just to hold on until morning. And so tonight God has me to deposit this word of putting expect on his name. We are the children of God, got an unusual plan of action when we look at things. Because we already know that we are winners in Christ. And so we have to get back to expect to win. We got to get back to expect to get out of that situation. We got to get back to expecting God to be a deliverer. He delivered the children of Israel. And I'm a witness, he'll deliver you too. We have to get back from looking at how big our problems are and to start concentrating on how big our God is. Because when you put expect back on his name, I'm not just talking about any name. I'm talking about the name that was given above all names. I'm talking about the healing power, the saving power is only in that name. And if by now you don't know what name I'm talking about the name of Jesus. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. Jesus, who saved the sick world from their sins. Jesus, who has power. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, Mary's baby. I'm talking about Jesus tonight. And so, we got to expect, put some expect on his name. And I know it comes as a play of words, but Birdman, the rapper, got a little upset because they was talking about him. And so he was talking about telling them they better put some respect on his name. So if he wants somebody to respect his name, how are we as children of God not to respect the God-given name? The name that saved us, the name that protected us, the name that molded us. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. Expectation. He'll meet you in your need. He'll meet you in the storms of life. Expect it because we're all winners in Christ. And so tonight, don't lose hope and don't give in, because God will give you an expected end. And so tonight I want to encourage you to expect to come out of your situation. Expect to get healed. Expect to get employment. Expect to have that minus sign taken away from your bank account. Put some respect on his name. Expect Jesus to help you. He's there with his arms stretched wide open. Expect him to be there. Although you might have a friend, a good friend, a good brother or sister, and they might have good intentions to help you, but in their humanity, they might not be able to give you what you need. But I'm glad that I serve a God that will meet every need. He knows our frame. He made us. He knows all about us. He knows what we stand in need of. So put your expectations in God. Take your expectations off of man. God is the only man that can help you, that will help you, that will be there time and time again. And so tonight, put Jesus in his rightful place as the head of your life. Put Jesus back number one. I know we kind of got sidetracked. We think we got good jobs and we think we smart. We got strategies for this and strategies for that. But the Bible tells us that God is a jealous God. And he won't no other gods before him. And yes, we put success, we put money, we put our pleasures in front of God, and he's not pleased. So children of God, people of God, I implore you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things, everything that your heart desires, everything that you want, he'll give it to you if you seek him first. Seek him first. Return Christ back to number one in your life. Return Christ back to his rightful place. We are the only Bible some people will ever read. And so when troubles and tough times come, they're looking to us to see if they want to serve that Jesus. They're looking to us to see if they want to be a part of the Christian band. And so therefore, we have to be living examples. We have to be a living testimony that God can and that God will make a way for us. And so once again tonight, choose Jesus as your first choice, not as the last resort, but choose Jesus as your first choice. Jesus is a mighty good Savior. He's a mighty good friend. And so tonight, if you haven't chose Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We come to tell you that you can put some expect on that name. On that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. That name that will save you from your sins. So tonight we ask that you would choose Jesus and make him your Lord and Savior. Tonight we ask that you would choose Jesus to be the King of your life. Heavenly Father, we thank you that thank you for being so good. Thank you for the word that going forth. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless and keep us, strengthen us, allow your word to become a pregnant seed in someone's heart. We want your word to be get ready to spring forth and bear good fruit in someone's life, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless us and keep us. Continue to hold her in the palm of your hand. We ask that you continue to love us and look out for us. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give your name all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Another powerful word by Minister Rambis on tonight. And what I love about God's word, you know, we sometimes get around and we hear some pastors or some preachers that are teaching and preaching God's word, and they are long-winded. And sometimes you need that long-winded sermon or message, but sometimes it don't take a lot. But you are right on you hit the nail on the head, Minister Rambis, with your message on tonight. And I like that, because when I was putting it in the computer system tonight and I was looking at it when you texted it to me, I'm like, did he make a mistake? I'm sure he might have, he meant suspect. I said, I didn't know what to think. But when I saw what you typed in, I left it just like that, because I was really curious what you were going to say on tonight. But after hearing the word on tonight, that's an awesome word on tonight for somebody that needs to know you can expect great things from the Lord. And as you said in the word on tonight, when he said in his word, if you would seek him first, put him first, because he is a jealous God. He said we should have no other gods before him, because he is the one who provides for us. He is the one who wakes us up and grants us grace and mercy, and he's the one that forgives us. So no man can forgive us. They can forgive you when you do something wrong to them. If they ask you for forgiveness, we as a Christian, we're supposed to forgive. But I'm talking about, we thank God for the word on tonight that God, Jesus Christ, he forgives us, and you can expect that as a Christian, as you, if you've been born again and you love Jesus Christ and he's your risen Lord and Savior, you can expect him to forgive you. Sometimes men will say they forgive you, but they really don't. But God, he will forgive you if you really mean it from your heart. And that's what I like about God. He searches the heart. He's not like man. So we can expect God to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. And when we do that, then he expects us to make a transformation and turn around and stop doing the things that we have done, that we have gone to him and asked him to forgive us for. So I thank God for this word on tonight. Put some expect on his name. And the name we're talking about is the name of Jesus. So I thank you for that, another powerful word, Minister Rambis, on tonight. Well, I want the listeners that's on the line right now to know that the lines are open right now for comments and feedback to Minister Rambis. But before we do that, I want to make sure that the listeners know that God has blessed and anointed me to be able to have two other hosts that comes up under me as I'm their director on Blog Talk Radio. And the first one is Vadira Hayward, and her show comes on every fourth Saturday night. It's from 6:30 to 7 p.m., and her show title is Releasing the Sound. Again, every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., Vadira Prophetess Vadira Hayward, Releasing the Sound. And then every first and every, I'm sorry, every, what is he on? Brother Jose Dorsey comes on theologically speaking, he comes on every first Thursday and also every third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, every first Thursday night and every third Thursday night, Brother Jose Dorsey comes to us. His show title is Theologically Speaking. So I thank God for, and then I have another one coming aboard, Dr. Patricia Heisman. She's a minister from Pontiac, Michigan. She will be coming forth very soon with her show. And so we don't have her date yet scheduled. But I have to thank God for what he's doing through this ministry, because this is what it is. This is a ministry. Anytime the Lord's word is going forth where souls can be saved and the body of Christ can be healed and ministered to, and we can lift each other up in prayer, it's a ministry, and God's being glorified through it. So I thank God for what he's doing, and I don't give myself any credit. It's nobody but God who has opened these doors, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life and through me as I fulfill my God purpose. So I thank God for the word on tonight through Minister Rambis. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you know a pastor, I'm sure you all do. If it's not your pastor, you know a pastor, and that's not just only in Detroit. We have pastors that are truly hurting today. We have pastors that are dying early from stress. We have pastors that are dying from heart attacks. Why? Because Christians, they're being misused by Christians. So that's what our topic was on this past Thursday night, that the Lord led me to bring the word on this past Thursday night. How do Christians hurt pastors? And again, my main scripture came from Psalms 105, verse number 15, when he says to us, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. And trust me, God means exactly what he said. So you don't only have to put your hands or your mouth on your pastor. The Lord knows what you're thinking in your heart. If you're thinking something wrong about your pastor or your shepherd, God knows about the line for comments and feedback to Minister Rambis. God, he knows what's in our hearts. So one of the things I stress in my message on Thursday night regarding pastors, you do not, as a Christian, you do not want your pastor to go to God on your behalf with a bad report regarding you. Because trust me, God is going to answer that pastor's prayer. If that pastor is a doer of God's word and he's standing on God's word while being a doer of God's word, and he don't have any hidden, he or she don't have any hidden motives or agendas, then God is going to answer their prayer. So it behooves all of us as Christians, as saints, not around slandering your pastor, whether you know it's true or not. Get on the phone and spread false rumors about your pastor. Again, because God, not the pastor, is going to deal with you. God is going to deal with you himself. So right at this time, I'm asking all listeners, please pass that word on to any pastor that needs to hear that word of encouragement. Let them know about this program and how to get to my website so they can pull up this past Thursday show so they can listen to that message and be blessed and strengthened through that message. Right now, I'm asking anyone that's on the line that would like to give comments and feedback to Minister Rambis, you have an opportunity to do so right now. The lines are open.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This is Mother Phillip. Oh, Minister Ramsey, what a beautiful message you brought, a powerful message. And I thank God for you. And I just want you to stay on the wall. Don't come down like Brother Brown. He's on the wall. He have a mission. And he has done a good job. And I just thank God for it. And I thank God that when you came from Philippians, the fourth chapter, 6th and 7th verse, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. When we go in prayer, we pray and we believe that when we go in prayer that it's going to be answered. And so I know you truly been going into prayer and studying God's word because you couldn't bring it out like that. And the word says, lay aside every weight and the sin that is so easily beset us. We had to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And I just thank God for this mission. So keep on keeping on. Okay, I love you.
Praise the Lord, Mother Phillip. We thank you for those words of encouragement, and I'm sure Minister Rambis appreciate them too. Mother Phillip, I'm a... word, because you know the word, Mother Phillips. Word.
You're going in and out.
I'm saying it in a left and a jokingly manner, but you are woman of God. You are a virtuous woman of God. And so we appreciate you, and we thank God for you, Mother Phillips. So we thank you for those words of encouragement to not only Minister Ramirez, but also to myself. I do appreciate you, and I thank you for it. So right at this time, we're going to ask, is there anyone else that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Ramirez?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, this was a wonderful message for this day. You know, and it's good to know that the Lord loves us, and he just wished for us to respond to his love, you know, through prayer. And we have to believe and trust in his promises. You know, once we trust in his promises, one thing about our God, when he forgives, he forgets. You know, so it's good to know that when we go into prayer and we ask and respond to his love in prayer for one another, God is always there. And one thing about it, whenever you tell him in prayer, it's forgotten. Nobody else knows about it. So, Minister Ramirez, keep up the good work. Brother Brown, keep on keeping on.
Amen.
This was a wonderful message, and I thank you all for it.
Praise the Lord. We thank you. This sounds like Sister Joan Lowe. So we thank you, Sister Joan Lowe. We thank you for those words of encouragement for myself and also to Minister Ramirez. Anyone else would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Ramirez at this time? The lines are still open. You do have time. Praise the Lord. Anyone?
Hey, Brother Brown, this is Minister Ramirez. I thank God for this opportunity. But I'd like to share a song also. And so at this time, if you allow me, just a little short song, and it goes to, you know, what we expect for God. And so just give me maybe about 3 or 4 minutes.
You got it. You got it. Go for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother James. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem at all. We expect you anytime. And who is the you that we're talking about in that song? And I know without a doubt, he's talking about Jesus. Because one thing we know, those who are saved in Jesus' name, just like he died and he rose, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father and our Creator, he's coming back again. And he's coming back sooner than people think. Because we see the handwriting on the wall. Jesus is warning us through his word that we are to be ready. He said, be ye ready at all times, because we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But one thing we do know, just like he has risen from the dead with all power in his hand, with the victory over hell, death, and the grave, and he's sitting at the right hand of God, he is coming back again for his church. And we who are saved in Jesus' name, we are the church. He's not coming back for a building. He's coming back for his bride. We are the ones that he's coming back for, and I'm looking forward to that day. So as they said, come, Jesus, come, because we're living in the last and evil days. And as Minister Rambis said in his opening of his message on tonight, it's so much evil in the world, so much going on, so much hate, and I thank God that he still sits high and he looks low. There's nothing that's going on that he do not know about. And I thank God that no matter what man may say or think, God is in total control. He allows certain things to happen for a reason. Sometimes he allows things to happen to get our attention, because we have gotten so far away from God, and we need to get back to our first love. Those who are saved, we get so caught up in the world, and that's why so much of the world is in the church now, because we have forgotten who God is, and we have placed things and people over God. And he said in his word, he is a jealous God, and we should put no other gods before him. So we thank you, Minister Rambis, for that word. And so I'm going to ask one more time, is there anyone else that would like to have a comment or feedback to Minister Rambis before we end the show tonight? Minister Rambis, continue, as Mother Phillips said, continue to stay on the wall. And we thank Mother Phillips and Sister Joan Lowe for those words of encouragement, not only to Minister Rambis, but also to myself, because we know this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And we know that the best is still yet to come. And I like what you said, Minister Rambis, because it just so happened I happened to check my checking account on my phone today, and I saw a negative in there. And I didn't like what I saw. But that's, God is going to turn that around. And I like what you said. That was encouraging to me to hear that God is going to turn those negatives into positives. And I mean, there's going to be some big zeros on the end. And I thank God for it. And I'm thanking him in advance, because he's no shorter than his first. And he will give you the desires of your heart if you delight in him and if you keep him first. So we thank God for the word on tonight. Again, we thank you, the listeners, for tuning in faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday at the same time. And we pray that you will tune in continuously. Pass the word, spread the word, and continue to let your friends and neighbors, your co-workers know about this ministry, because that's exactly what it is. It's a ministry. God's word is going forth. Souls are being saved. The backsliders are coming back to the fold. And the body of Christ is being strengthened and built up and edified through the word. So we thank God for the different men and women who the Lord has anointed and appointed for such a time as this to come forth over this worldwide platform and teach the word and draw men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ, that they would be saved in his name. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about souls being saved, that God would be glorified, and that we as Christians fulfill our God purpose for God's glory in the earth. That's our mission and our purpose, to know what our purpose is, and then once we know it, we are to walk in it. And we can't do it without God's help. So we need to be praying one for another. Again, we need to go back to my message on. They are hurting. I don't think some people really understand how some pastors are hurting. And as I opened up my message on last Thursday, I included in my message at the opening that the Lord had blessed me to be an armor bearer myself. I was an armor bearer for a pastor for 19 years. And also the musician down at River Towers Apartments on Jefferson off of Van Dyke for 19 years with Pastor Eddie Franklin. He has gone on to be with the Lord, but he used to tell me and talk to me about some things that he suffered as a pastor. And not only him, but I deal with a lot of pastors of different denominations. As a musician, I go in different churches and pray for different funerals, and I hear different pastors, and some of them open up to me, and they talk to me one-on-one. And I'm sure they don't tell me everything, but thank God we have a Father in heaven who knows, and he knows every tear that every pastor cries on our behalf, because they watches out for our souls. And that's why it behooves us as Christians, don't be so careful, don't be so quick to jump on gossip and spread gossip and false information about your pastor. You need to be praying and encourage encouraging your pastor. And that's for our Shield of Faith Church family. We need to continue to lift up our pastor and Bishop James A. Jennings. Not only him, but all pastors worldwide, whether it's a female pastor or a male pastor, as long as we know that they truly has been anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this, and they're being doers of God's word, we are to be praying for them, because we do understand and we know that everyone that's behind the pulpit that's teaching and preaching the word have not been called by God. So that's why it's very important as a Christian to know who your man or woman of God is, to know if they are truly have been called by God. So God will reveal to you if you are really saved. He will reveal to you as an individual if that man or woman has been called and anointed and appointed by God to stand over you and preach the word and teach you. So we need to be careful, and we need to be praying as for such a time as this as like never before. Because far too often, I am seeing too many pastors dying. Again, they're dying from stress. They're dying from heart attacks. They're dying from hurting hearts because all the tears they have cried, they still are many nights praying over the flock. And some of the same ones that they're praying over are the ones that are hurting them so bad. Just like the people did Jesus Christ regarding Barnabas. When they turned around and had a choice to make, they said they'd rather have Barnabas instead of accepting Jesus Christ, the one that blessed them, who he healed them and did everything that was pleasing to God on their behalf. One day they're saying, Hosanna, as he's coming to the city. Praise the Lord, Holy One of Israel. And they're praising God. And then when they had an opportunity to back him up and to fight for him and be his defense, they, the same ones, turned around and said, crucify him. We'd rather have Barnabas. In other words, they like their sin. They want to continue in their sins. They didn't want to turn their lives around and do what God has called for them to do. So we need to be praying for our pastors on tonight. Not just tonight, but always. We need to continue to lift up our pastors. And me, myself, I thank God for my bishop and my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. And I see sometimes how he hurts, and sometimes he don't tell us. But I can see when he's hurting, and I just go right into prayer. And that's what we are to do as the body of Christ. And not only for our bishop, but again, it goes for all pastors. We need to be praying for each other, and then each other's pastors continue to pray one for another, because we are our brother's keeper. So on tonight, that's our program for tonight, and I pray that someone has been blessed by the word on tonight. I pray that someone was blessed by the short version of the song, Through It All, because sometimes we go through so much and we don't know if we're going to make it. But God lets us know that he will never leave us nor forsake us, because he do care for us. And I thank you for that word, Minister Rambis, on tonight. So as we give it and close out tonight's program, we're going to continue to give God praise, because we know that he is truly worthy to be praised. And we close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, your loving kindness, your compassion toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. We know we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. But we thank you for who you are. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you still watch over your word to perform it for your glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control no matter what it looks like. So help us to, Heavenly Father, to always put you first and always to seek you first, so that we, when we do pray and ask for things, that you will grant them to us as you said you would in your word. So we pray, Lord, that you would continue to move by your spirit through this worldwide platform that you have blessed us with. And we don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you for it, and we give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. So continue to have your way over this worldwide platform, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Until the next time, we're going to close out with I Give You Praise. Good night.
Precious Lamb, so much I owe. you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. I owe.